Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have a very special guest who always puts on around June the Universal Lightworkers Convention, which is now known as the Spiritual Awakening Conference. So I'm going to bring her live, but before I do, I want to tell you guys a little bit about her, that when Robin, throughout childhood, Robin has always had this intuitive ability. She's always been able to see things. She's had visitations with the spirit world. She's had communications, and she was always cautioned about these beings. She was always told, you know, don't talk about that, and, you know, don't share that. So her parents and her family really weren't very supportive, and they really forbid her to talk about those things. And at the age of 5, Robin began her lifelong communication with Mother Mary, which was really amazing because Mother Mary helped Robin to understand her life, like what her life was about, what her purpose is. And as Robin got older, she began to feel like she couldn't relate to the world around her, period. And we all know what that's like. Some of us out there listening, we're different. And so, you know, we just begin to shut things off. And, you know, the spirit world then tries to come back and tell you you need to use your gifts. So when Robin was 15, she met her future husband, and he had intuitive gifts. And together they embarked on a quest to work with God and work with the world and work with service. That's pretty amazing. So they opened several metaphysical learning centers, and before long, you know, they had metaphysical and holistic health expos. And, you know, they're no longer married, but they still work together, which is really cool. And so in 2009, it was revealed that to Robin that Mother Mary and Jesus were no longer to stay in the background, but to step forward and really come through Robin, which is, you know, just really amazing. And so Robin has this incredible book out called Mother Mary and the Undoing Process, which I definitely want to hear more about. And she's had lots of divine contact with Mother Mary. And so Robin since then has become involved in prayer and healing, and she's honoring her gift, and she's working through some of the past things that happened to her, and she's doing very well. And so upon direction, Mother Mary gave her the ability to write this amazing book called The Undoing Process, which Mother Mary helps her with. So this is quite a very unique story here, and very exciting to hear that Robin has so many amazing things that she's been doing and things that she's put together. I know when I first met Robin, it was really very amazing because Robin brought me into a sense of family myself when I was very lost and very sad at one point in my life. So she was very sick during this process too, and come to find out, she helped me to fit right into a very beautiful family just because things were so amazing. So I'm very grateful to Robin as well for her hard work in creating the Universal Earth Conference, which is now also the Spiritual Awakening Conference. So I've met a lot of my, you know, past family members and current family members, kind of like building a family when you go to the Spiritual Awakening Conference. So I suggest all of you go to universallightworkers.com and check out Robin's great stuff. She's got a lot of neat stuff. And our call-in number is 347-237-5339. I'm actually going to check this out and see if this might be Robin. Robin, are you with us?
Yes, I am, darling. How are you?
This is you. Okay. I was looking at you and I'm going, I think that's Robin, but I'm not sure. My intuition's telling me it is, but I don't know whether to trust that or not. So how are you today?
I'm pretty fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty fantastic, too. So I was just telling the listening audience about how welcomed I felt the first year I attended the Spiritual Awakening Conference with you, which was the Universal Lightworkers Conference. That was just an amazing event. You made, you know, me feel like I had a real sense of family there. And I know for other people, they feel this way, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what, well, you know, family is the most, really, the most educational and supportive thing that we can have in life. And a lot of us don't have that birthwise, you know, the birth family. So the events have always been about really, really connecting and being able to feel, you know, we're a family in God. And that's what, you know, that's what matters to me. And, you know, the conference seems to reflect that. And I really like that.
Yeah, that's kind of an amazing thing. I find that very good that each year, you know, you bring together some phenomenal spiritual people and we all feel like we're having a wonderful family reunion, and Florida is just the most beautiful place to do it every June. It's such an amazing, you know, powerful event that you do. And I remember a few years back, we just had the most wonderful meeting when we first connected. I really did feel like I was getting some phenomenal family time with you and some other people there. So that's a really, lots of things happen there, healing, magic, everything. And then, you know, I saw that you wrote your book, which is really quite powerful. You want to share a little bit about your book with the listeners?
Yeah, you know, I had been saving those notes for that book since I was a child, and I always just stuffed them in a box and they were put away. But, you know, Mary started coming through other people, like, you know, Michelle White Dove, of course, and she would call me and say, Mother Mary's at my house, and she's saying, you better get up and write that book. You got those notes, go get them. And so finally, you know, I decided to go ahead and do it. And, you know, she just came through and started talking about, you know, our return to Christ, you know, the oneness of all things. And just gave in that book the kind of basic beginning steps of explaining, you know, how our DNA has always had that chip in it. You might say, like, you know, when your animal's lost and they run that little chip, that little thing over it to scan it, and the chip says, you live here. Well, we have kind of that same thing in our DNA that leads us back to remembering who we really are as God's children. And that started becoming activated, you know, around 2009, and then came to full activation on last month, the 2012 celebration. And so she talked about that and about, you know, just the beginning steps of prayer, meditation, fasting, and a few other things to help us prepare ourselves for that experience so that we could have the most enlightening experience at that time, which now leads us into 2013 and the new cycle of life, and how we can, in a way, easier, be more connected to, you know, the truth of who God is and who we are as his children. So it was a beginning step, but I think pretty powerful for a lot of people, at least from those who contact me about the book and everything in their experiences. It's been pretty powerful for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that you had had those notes out at the time. I remember making a phenomenal connection with you, and it was soon after I had also had a very powerful healing with Michelle White Dove, like the first time I went to Florida and had, you know, just an incredible healing and kind of an awakening. And meeting you soon after, I knew you had to go to her as well. And afterwards, you came out a very different person as well. I mean, you were absolutely healed, and I know that conference back in 2008, you weren't doing very well, and it's so amazing how you've, you know, risen up since then, and you're just such a beautiful light to people, and you have so much to tell with the, you know, bracelets that you have and the, you know, the things that you have created through Mother Mary just in your awakening. As I saw you come back, it was like nothing happened. It was just like you were totally brand new. That was amazing.
It was, you know, and that moment of being sick, it's a very powerful experience because you use that moment. You either go one way or the other. And in that time of being sick, you know, was explained to me by Mary and then also confirmed by Michelle when she had invited me to. She said Mary told her to come and talk to me. So I was like, okay, I'll go. You know, I'll get the reading. Okay. You know, but
doesn't surprise me that she came through her as well, because I had somewhat of a similar thing happen the first time as well. And then we connected again. And I knew that there was something the first time I met you as well that was coming out of you that was beautiful. Just your experience is amazing.
You know, it's been a really interesting journey, and I think a lot of the message for me in that was the only reason that I had let myself get sick was because I was denying my path. I was denying the truth of life and thinking that I was, you know, serving people when in reality you serve God and God serves people. So once I got that understanding, you know, through Mary, and she said, you'll get past the sickness once you get up and do what I'm asking you to do. And then, yeah, when I saw Michelle, she was like, you're supposed to be doing something totally different than what you're doing. And this sickness has put you in the position of having to listen, where you make yourself so busy otherwise that you don't listen. So that was such a gift. That sickness for me was such a gift, because in that I really got to see more of my purpose in life, and you know, so I have embarked on that, and I have never been sick since. So pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it was like to be sick. When you do deny what they're asking you to do, I've had similar happen. I've become ill and very sick until I follow through with what they want you to do, and you just keep going and going, and sometimes you question. So if someone out there is feeling that way, or if there are, you know, listeners feeling this way, like they're just denying this, no, and they're fighting it, what kind of advice would you give them since you've been through something like this? How would you help them to, you know, work with this?
Well, you know, God is life. It is a life. God is a life force. God is life-giving. When your body or your mind or whatever is not feeling right, you're denying God. You're denying life, your God-given gift of life. So for me, you know, when I talk to people and they say, I'm feeling sick, I have to ask them, well, are you turning to the kingdom first? I mean, when you wake up in the morning, your first nourishment needs to be God. It needs to be reading something, praying, doing something, and always remembering that God is, you know, we live in a mist, an illusion world. But if you just move that aside, like, you know, the apps on your phone, you just move it aside, God is always there. So you have to ask yourself, when any given situation, is this the goodness of God? What is God? Well, start naming all those attributes of the goodness of God, and then ask yourself, is this experience, what I'm experiencing right now, that? Am I experiencing the love of God? Am I experiencing perfect health, joy, wisdom, peace, all those things, prosperity? If I am not perceiving those things at this moment, then I need to start reminding myself how much God loves me. And, I mean, it can be so simple. I have people just go through a three-day period of every open moment you have of thought to say, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me, and just keep doing it. And the miracles that unfold from that experience actually can trigger you to move forward, can trigger you out of your sickness, out of your moments of lack or whatever. It moves you out, because that is the one thing we forget. We forget that God loves us, and when we forget that, we start to experience something other than what love is. So being able to remind yourself of that and step back into that space it's so incredibly powerful. And it may sound really simple, but I'm telling you, the power that comes out of it is amazing. I have seen people who, I've actually talked to people who are like, Robin, I don't even believe in God. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. That's okay. Do it anyhow. Mm-hmm. Just see what happens. Just, you know, it's not going to hurt anything. If you don't believe it, still, it's not going to hurt anything. And yet I've seen them after the 3 days go, oh, my God, I think I'm going to have to rethink the way I think about life. So it can be very simple. Just being able to remind yourself how much God loves you it's the first step, in my opinion, of moving forward in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's really powerful. And you're right. It is okay if, you know, they don't really believe. It's just, you know, working to get where you need to go, I think, that is the most important. I admire you and that you had the same sort of childhood I did where, you know, the gift wasn't very encouraged, you know, in your family situation and in your household. I mean, I admire you for going forward and being able to, you know, step out there and do, you know, the things that you do to help those other people that are going through that. Do you have any wisdom for people who are, you know, just beginning the journey of natural intuitive ability?
Well, you know, I always say just take it slow, but it is still a dependence. Your gifts are natural. Everyone has them. Some of us use them, some of us don't. But if you're going to embark on using them and you've had to hide for a really long time, never throw it in the face of, you know, like of the people whom have denied it. You know, I know a lot of times people say, well, this is my truth and you're going to hear it whether you like it or not kind of a thing. And that's not necessary, you know. What is necessary is always remembering to turn to spirit first and listen. You know, God, please guide me. Where's the best place for me to use this? How was the best place for me to use this? You know, continually seeking spirit first, because you'll never go wrong. Spirit never will lead you astray. God is everything. So being able to just always trust in that particular voice, you know, listen, pray, always act out of gratitude, pray in gratitude. Thank you, Father, for this gift of intuition. Thank you for showing me how to use it correctly. Thank you for showing me how to bless others with it. And when you do it in that way, it develops a lot quicker and a lot clearer than when we just, you know, I think it's good to study spiritual understanding, you know, words of wisdom, you know, like I love The Course in Miracles. I read the Bible. I love Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy. Those things that show me the path that Jesus walked that brought him to being the Christ, which is to always turn to spirit first. You'll never go wrong that way. You'll have clarity. Your gifts will develop much quicker because you're actually returning to source. The source of the intuition is God. So go there. Always go there first.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. So for people also who are beginning, what you said, you know, take it in steps. I know that some of the people, say children, for example, have a hard time, you know, they'll ask, well, how do I protect myself? You know, I'm feeling too much or I'm getting, you know, too much information or it's, you know, making my body feel ill. How would you go about talking with, say, a mother or a child about protecting themselves from such things as that?
Well, I still always go back to, you know, this world is an illusion in a sense, even though we perceive the reality of it and God exists in it because we are reflections of God. You know, children are very interesting because they only fear what their beliefs. Basically, for me, in this world, you know, when I'm talking to kids, because I do talk to kids quite often, I don't, you know, they seem to follow me for some weird reason, but you know, when I'm talking to them and I tell them and I tell their parents, your child's belief in protection is because they don't know how protected they are. So you have to develop the understanding of who they are as a reflection of God. I mean, when you think of all the attributes of God, God cannot be attacked. God cannot be sick. God cannot be poor. God cannot be diseased or anything. those beliefs have to be developed in the child and the parent. So when I'm talking to moms about their kids, what I tell them is this: you have to change their belief system, but you also have to change your own. None of these things can happen unless we believe in them. So do you want to believe in fear? Do you want to believe in that they need protection? Or do you want to believe that they're created out of love and they are completely protected? You have to make a choice. You either believe in truth, that God is everything and protects you, takes care of you and everything, or you believe in the lies of the world, which is, you know, fear, anger, death, all those kind of things. You have to change those belief systems. Children are no different than adults, you know, when they're working like with the I am God,
mm-hmm.
I am peace, I am joy, I am love. Those attributes have to be developed in our children, but we have to develop them too, because we can't say one thing to our kid and do another. We have to start developing our own identity as who we are as Christed beings, and then we transfer that to our children. I don't need protection personally because I'm created in the image and likeness of God, and I'm already protected, and anything outside of God doesn't even exist, you know, the fears and so forth. So there, in reality, becomes nothing to be protected from. So when those thought systems are built up within each of us, we start to see the illusions of the world, the fears, the angers, the hates, drop away. They don't start to enter our space anymore. And I know that you've experienced that yourself as your beliefs, and as you, you know, after you had your experiences a few years ago, your belief systems, I've watched you, I've seen them change. And the more that you have had your faith develop, who you are as God's children, a lot of those things that used to occur in your life don't occur anymore. Isn't that right?
Right. That's right. And it is all in what you hold on to in your thoughts. I mean, you know, like a few years ago, the first time I met you, you know, I was in that spot of I just come out of something, this big healing. Like you said, you know, you had your own with Michelle White Dev as well. And then, you know, it's like you go through this life and you learn so many different things. And it's what you put your belief into and what you put your mind into, I think, is a lot of it too. And some of it also, I believe, is really what you put into your body, even nutrition-wise. I mean, I've just seen over the last few years myself, you know, when you get away from the stress, like, I mean, I know you were stressed out as well. I know my changes were similar in that when I moved away from the stressful environment and when I started working on my body and working on my health and working on everything, that's when I noticed the change, you know, kind of like you did. Also, when you took the path and said, I'm going to start writing and working with Mother Mary and these gifts, that's when I noticed a change as well. It's like when you step up and you decide, this is what I'm working with, and, you know, they nudge you to do that. I know they've nudged you as well. Oh, well, I think we lost Robin. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will come back and take callers. You're listening to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. This is Messages of Light. It's Monday, and we will be right back after this commercial break. Looks like Robin's back. Okay, Robin, we're going to go to a really quick commercial, and then we'll come back, and we'll try to take some of these callers.
Okay, thanks, honey.
All right. See you in a second.
Okay,
we'll be right back.
Today's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Oh, nuts! There's a bobcat in this cave! Save us, Sassy! You will, but first you'd like to stress the importance of cat adoption? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year and they need to be adopted? Help us, Sassy! Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you
was our lovely producer, Reverend B. She's a very sweet lady. I'm just tickled to be doing this show for her. I absolutely love being a part of WGGM Radio. I want to send a special shout out to Angela Studer, who is the Stone Whisperer. She has been listening to our show today. She's one of our fellow Universal Lightworker people who has been here. One of her comments in the chat room was, God's strength is simple and direct. Any complications are not God. And she also writes, she loves the reminder. Thank you for being the messenger. So I wanted to shout out to Angels Rock, Angela Studer, and also a shout out to Nancy Murdoch, who is another host that is actually on WGGM. And also a shout-out to my yoga teacher, Suzanne Evans, who has really helped me on this journey, too. She's one of my favorite teachers. So, you know, shout-out to Suzanne as well. And now we're back, and we're going to bring Robin back. Welcome back, Robin.
Hi.
Hi. All right, so we're going to take some callers and see what they want to ask us. But before we do, do you have any announcements you would like to put out there to our listeners, like any events going on?
Well, we have our Universal Lightworkers Conference in June in Florida. And then we have I am actually doing a trip to Ireland and England in August with my dearest, dearest British friend, Marcus Mason. He's a master astrologer. And he's also
Oh, my goodness, teacher. He's nice. That's going to be a good advantage. Definitely look into that, guys.
Yeah, so that's in August. It's called Walking the Path of the Mystic. So we will move through Ireland and England, going to all the sacred sites and doing some energetic work, connecting with spirit, doing a lot of toning and, you know, just a lot of interesting deep work where we get to connect with the ancient energies of the earth and bringing out of those what we can gain spiritually and then also putting into them, you know, the positive, loving energy of spirit. So they're pretty fantastic trips. I have been doing them for 20 years now, and I always come back a better person. I'm always happy to do them. So I think it's going to be pretty special. So that's in August. So you can go to our website, universallightworkers.com, and see the information on that.
That's wonderful. That is really wonderful. Angela Studer is saying that Christina is here, too. So I guess you'll know who that is. I think it might be Divine Christina.
Oh, no.
Anyway, she's just saying Christina is here. So I want to acknowledge that, too.
I love them both.
Yeah, wonderful people. I'm sure I know her, too. I'm not placing it right now, but that's really awesome. So everybody is just so happy to hear you out here. And Angela Studer is saying, we love you, Robin. And that's just really amazing. So we have all these wonderful people here that are just listening. I know Claudia Cleary, who is another host, is going to be tuning in and listening too. She hosts the show on Wednesdays. So with that, I guess we can take some callers and see what's going on with them. So, Robin, your website, is it universallightworkers.com people go to?
Yes. Yep, that's it.
Okay. And then our call-in is 347-237-5339. But check out Robin's events. They're really cool. You won't be sorry if you participate in any of them. They're amazing. And thank you for being a guest here, Robin, too. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, darling.
Okay, so our first caller is area code 111. You're on with Amanda and Robin. How are you doing?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Brandy.
Hi, what can we do for you today?
Yeah, things have been pretty stagnant, and I was curious if you saw anything interesting coming my way or any information.
Can you? Okay,
do you have any?
Do what?
Can you repeat her question?
Yeah, just things have been pretty stagnant, and I was curious if you saw anything interesting coming my way.
Oh. Well, Amanda, do you want to address that?
Yeah, I sure can. I couldn't hear her question very well at first either, so thank you for repeating. You know, I really get that you're just in a period of talking to spirit right now yourself, so when something like that happens, I know one thing that Robin's been talking about throughout the show, the theme, is really just to stop and listen and take it one step at a time and work with what you have. That seems to be your message today, too, from your guides. And Robin may have some thoughts on that, too.
Well, my thought is this, that when you look to spirit, God is infinite, continuous activity, continue momentum, always growing and growing. So there can be no stagnation in life. There can be none at all. So what appears to be happening to me is that it's like the ocean. The water draws back. It moves back in order to move forward. So it appears to me that you're going through that process, and in that process of waiting for what appears to be waiting for the movement is just to continue to affirm and ask God for the evidence of the movement. Not just simple signs, because signs are just directional, but evidence is actual proof. So when you're in that stage of feeling stagnant, to be able to say, you know, God, I know that there's constant movement and you only have the best for me. Can you provide me with the evidence of your love, the evidence of your abundance, or whatever portion of your life you're feeling stagnant in? Ask for the evidence of that to be presented to you. And, of course, God answers all prayers. So just keep your eye out for that. And through that evidence, I believe you'll have the direction of where you're to go next.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for calling.
Ooh.
Blessings. Okay, our next caller is area code 631. You're on with Amanda and Robin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. How can we help you?
I just wanted to know what you saw with my love life.
Your love life. Okay. You know, with your love life, it looks like you're really working on yourself. At least that's what I'm receiving.
I am.
And so it's a process of that as you're working on yourself, you're going to find yourself finding the love that you're seeking a little bit later on down the path. The first relationship that matters the most is spirit, you know, your relationship with mind, body, soul, and spirit, and with your creator and with your angels. So it's like you're working to that source, but it looks like it's coming up more in the month of February on into March. But, you know, just keep that divine relationship with yourself started. Robin may have some thoughts for you, too.
You know what? That's basically exactly what I was going to say. It all begins with self and then asking for the perfect mate to come out of, to match you, basically. As long as you can continue to focus with God and ask for the perfect match to where your spirit is at this moment. Yeah, I foresee that coming up pretty soon also.
You know, I've been asking him. I mean, I know you know, never mind. That's what I've been asking for.
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of also acknowledging that it's not even just that you need to continue to ask. I think it comes to the point of thanking. Thank you for this, my perfect match coming to me now. Thank you for, you know, my growth and that person being able to match me with you spiritually. God has already answered it. We just need to thank him and wait for it to show up.
Okay, I've been waiting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, our next caller is area code 918. You're on the line with Amanda and Robin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Excuse me, my voice is weak, but I was calling this Mother Mary. Does she have anything to say, or?
I need you to repeat that.
That Mother Mary, does she have anything to say?
In regards to?
Does she have any messages?
Specifically for yourself? You know, I don't work with Mary in that way. I don't work with Mary in that way.
Okay.
Because so many people, you know, want messages and stuff from her. Her interactions with me have been more of a global situation. But the one thing that she does say whenever anybody does ask me that question is she just basically always says this: I love you. I'm supporting you. I step into heaven for you. So if you do want messages from her, she is completely open to anybody talking to her. So if you talk to her and ask her to reveal herself and reveal messages to you, she will do that.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And what I would encourage you to do, too, is go on to
Go on to what? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I don't know where she went.
Well, it dropped my call earlier, so I think Blog Talk is having issues. If you have a show and this happens, please make a ticket. I know they're having system-wide problems right now.
Oh, okay. So, well, is there anything that you were specifically...
I'm really ill right now. My body is having a problem. I'm not, but my body seems to be having problems. I was just wondering if there was a connection.
If your body feels weak and you're feeling that... the only thing you can really do is there's something I work with because I have been ill, is there's a knowing that we have to have that there's no sickness or illness in God. So when you can talk to yourself and talk to your body and say, hey, look, this body's lying to me. This body's telling me that I'm sick and this and that. And the truth is, you can't be. You can feel that way right now, but when you really just keep going back to God. Just keep going back to how loved you are. And the body will start to resolve its issues because God is only good and that's who you are. So just really, I've been actually working with someone right now who's got this kind of flu thing, and being able to just sit and look at her, we'll do it together, and I'll say to her, you know, that there's no sickness. You're not sick in God. And that knowledge, that knowing of that, knowing who you are perfectly, you are perfect love, perfect joy, and you are the body of Christ, that begins to talk to, hey, look, you can't be doing this anymore. So really just go into that. Really just, you know, I love myself.
Yeah,
God loves
definitely.
Me. God loves me, God loves me, God loves me forever. You know, that's a big one for me. God loves me, God loves me, God loves me. And in that, the body will begin to change because your spirit will begin to get the strength it needs to remember who it is.
Well, love does nourish, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, my voice is getting weaker, so I shall leave you now.
Okay.
All right. Well, and also I would recommend getting the Mother Mary book, the Mother Mary, the Undoing Process book on Robin's website, universallightworkers.com.
Okay.
You might want to check that out, too. Thank you for
calling. I certainly will. Thank you.
Blessing.
Take care, sweetie.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 352. You're on the line with Amanda and Robin. How are you?
Okay. How are you guys?
We're good. What can we help you with? I wanted to know, my brother went up north to tend to his mom because I guess she's not doing well. She's on life support. And since he's not answering any of our phone calls, and we're all dear worried about him, I want to know, is she going to be okay? Is, you know, if not, is what's going on? Okay. Yeah, I agree with Robin.
She's on her own path. She's on her own path, and being okay is actually a matter of opinion. She's actually, I can feel her connecting with spirit and going through her process there. He's actually living, he's in a real fear space and not knowing what to say to anybody in this situation. So I think that's where his avoidance at this point is coming from. She's at peace in what she's doing. I don't know. I don't feel, because she can change her mind or make her choice at any moment. But I do know this. I can see that she's with spirit and they're chatting. I cannot hear what they're saying, but I do feel that she's at peace in where she's at.
So she passed.
Pardon me?
So she passed?
I don't
know.
She's
having a chat with spirit is what Robin's saying. And she can't hear that, but she's at peace. So I wouldn't necessarily say a passing. It's just a conversation. It's just something that's happening that's bringing peace and joy and happiness and no pain, just peace.
Yeah. She's not experiencing the body.
Because she's on life support right now. And, not right now. I don't know right now because he's not talking to me. Last thing I know is that when you were on Facebook, she was going to they were going to pull the plug, and the doctor said she has a 1% of living. So, yeah, I just worry about him. He's in New Jersey now, and he has the baby, and of that sort. That's what I'm worried about, too. So,
yeah, I would continue my prayers for his peace, because this is a very you're right. This is a very big struggle. It's not an easy thing to deal with, but being able to support him and just continue to, you know, affirm and thank God that he's being watched over, because I can see him. He is being watched over and that he's being taken care of. The person on life support is in their own space. They've got spirit working with them. He needs the extra prayer. He needs the extra support. So just continue with that. He's going to be fine in the end of this. But right now the process is a very deep, deep process, and we all know the sense of loss, how deep that is. So just continue to support him. Thank God for watching over him. Thank God for supporting him. Thank God for showing him the truth that, you know, everything is life in God. And I do feel he's going to get through it just fine. That's all you can offer right now until he's ready to reach out.
Mm-hmm. I'm just baffled, because he usually at least get a hold of my stepdad, but he don't even know what's going on. So I'm kind of, that's what shocked me the most.
Yeah.
Because
we just don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know how grief is going to affect us. It affects us each so differently.
Yeah. And when I lost my dad, it was hard. And when I found out my mom had cancer, I was even, like, more scared because, she's what I have. So, even though she sometimes doesn't say things as a mother, you still, still want her here. So.
You still want the love and you want the support. But you know what, honey? You personally, with all the angels around you and with how much God loves you, let that sink into your heart and your soul. The more that you do that, the more you're going to see how well taken care of by spirit that your family is, and that none of you will ever lack the love and joy that you deserve as God's children.
Yeah, and I think I have to do that too for me, because I've been having really bad panic attacks and just thinking horrible thoughts, and that's not me.
Well,
yeah.
Just continue. When the horrible thoughts come up, ask yourself this question. If God is all good, is this horrible thought coming from God? And you'll realize that it is not, and at that moment you've got to acknowledge that God loves you and will take care of you. The more you do that, the less those thoughts get to get in there and poison your heart and your soul.
And that will help me choose my friends wisely, too, as well.
Yes, it will, because you'll begin to see through the eyes of God. You'll be able to feel the presence of God in everything that you do. And in that presence, you can never make a wrong decision, because you know the creator of the universe is driving you. So, yes, keep trying to know that. I mean, not trying to remember that. Just remember how loved you are. And when the panic comes up, this cannot happen. It's going to happen. But you command it. I command this fear to leave me, because I am a Christed child. I am the God's child. You command those things to leave you, and in that moment, it allows spirit to come alive in you again and again. And it's a process, honey. I'm not telling you it's not. It is a process. But mm-hmm. I have been a person who has had panic attacks, and I don't have them anymore, because just from doing that, acknowledging that fear cannot exist in a child of God, because that's who you are. So when you get to know who you are even more, those things do not even get to enter your space.
I don't think I'm a bad person. I try not to do things on purpose, and that's what I try to make myself think. Okay, you're not a bad person. The people who are saying you're a bad person, I try to make myself think, well, you know, it's them. It's their former opinion. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It is their opinion, but you have to know who you are. You're not a bad person. You're created out of the image of goodness. What did God say when he created man? This is good. So you're created out of goodness. You are goodness. You got to remind yourself that, and the more you do that, the less they can see anything or make an opinion, and then after a while, their opinions don't matter, because what is it? It's an opinion.
Right. And one more question before I let you go. Do you see any money coming my way? Because, yeah,
supply is everywhere. So money is considered supply by God. God doesn't know what cash or anything like that is. All he knows is it's supply. So I would suggest this, and it has worked. So when you go outside, look at how many blades of grass are on the ground and ask, is that grass lacking? No, because there's no such thing as lack in God. Are those trees lacking leaves? No, because there's no such thing as lack in God. So start seeing the supply everywhere, in everything. Look at the grass. I know it sounds weird and it sounds simple. Look at the dirt. Is there enough dirt there to make things grow? Yes, because there's no lack in God. When you start to acknowledge that there is no lack in God, that everything is supplied, your supply will open back up for you.
Okay.
Okay.
God sounds okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I know.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you must have read my brain, because I was just thinking, well, that sounds strange.
It sounds strange. But we're in a world where we have denied the natural flow of spirit, and the natural flow of spirit is supply. Everything is supply. But we don't know that. We've forgotten that. So when you can start to acknowledge it around you, it begins to change inside of you. Your beliefs about supply change, because now you're recognizing everything is supply. When you recognize something, you step into it. So money, health, everything starts to flow. A lot of things are just really simple and sometimes sound silly, but God is actually simpler than we make it. We are actually simpler than we make our lives. So
We tend to make it very hard. And you know, the people that, you know, we come in wanting to limit ourselves. And, you know, one of the things at Robin's events that is, you know, so neat with the people that she puts together in June in Florida is they all have this, you know, everything is unlimited. You know, you have an unlimited resource. There are no limits. The limits that are there, we've put on ourselves. And, you know, we come from love. And so, no, you're not a bad person. You know, you come from love. It's just, you know, going back and learning that again.
Mm-hmm. It's all about what we believe. So we have to really start looking about, what do I believe? Do I believe in lack? Well, God created the universe. God is absolute everything. There can be no lack. So it's about actually really re-educating ourselves and remembering who we are. And in that, the abundance of life just begins to flow. And the only reason I said that about the the trees and the grass and so forth, because I did that process when I was trying to understand what supply was, what money was, and why it didn't work in my life. I started being able to acknowledge it in nature because it was, I considered it in some ways outside of myself. But when I started to see that there was enough air to breathe for everybody, there was enough grass for the ground, there's enough water, there's enough sunshine. The sun never stops shining. We know it's going to be there tomorrow. We should feel that same way about our money. And when I started to do that, it just started to work.
That is a really good, that is a really good idea.
Yeah. It just changed my life, and it changed the flow. And I started finding money on the ground. I started just getting random phone calls from people who would say, oh, you know what, I owed you this money from 10 years ago that I didn't even think about. It really opened up the door to me supply. Not only that, my body healed. You know, my body started being stronger. You know, I just started to be able to see that there is abundance in everything, and that's what God is. And so in knowledge that, it just, I find money on the ground all the time. I mean, it's
that's amazing, Robin.
Yeah, so, and that's the, you know, I usually don't tell anybody anything that I wouldn't do myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I found money on the ground, girl, I'd be doing some dancing. Do.
Oh, I do.
Do.
And I'll do it in public. I don't care. So good luck, honey. But just think about those things.
Thank you.
And just try it. Yeah, just try it. You have nothing to lose.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Blessings
to you. Blessings
to
you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Stay in touch now. All right. Our next caller is area code 314. You're on with Amanda and Robin. How are you?
I am good. How are you both doing, Amanda and Robin?
Fantastic.
I am so glad. I'm so glad. Robin, I wanted to ask you what you see would be the best path forward for me. I filed for divorce, and my husband has pretty much been wanting to reconcile, and I'm not seeing that that's really a possibility. Are there any messages that you...
It's not for you. There is no... You're not in a space anymore. You've outgrown that situation. But I still believe that you could be very good friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know from my own personal self that that has worked for me. You have, no, you're, there's just a lot of changes going on inside of you that doesn't, that's an old kind of an old paradigm relationship, and that doesn't work for the part of your soul that's opening up at this moment. I would just continue to go, you know, affirm that everything in the divorce and everything is beautiful and peaceful, and that he's a loving soul, and also that that loving soul has somebody else coming in for them that will meet the needs of where they're at. You're just not in the same place anymore.
Yeah, that's so pretty much how I feel about it. I just, there's so many things that I keep feeling and the residual emotions that come up that I'm just looking at this going, number one, he's dragging his feet. Number two, you know, it's, I do feel like I've outgrown him. And I don't see it as being a detriment. I see it as being a progression of moving forward. And I don't want to wish him any ill at all. I just want to move on with my life because I know that it's not serving my purpose to stay there.
Yeah.
Hello?
Then you've made the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Robin has disappeared again as we have 90 seconds. So you're our last caller. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining WGGM Radio. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for having us on the air to talk to both you and Robin.
All right. All right. Thank you. Blessings. Okay. Well, with that, we have just a few minutes left. So I want to wish everybody a happy Monday. And you've been listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. If you would like to email me for a reading or a special essential oil blend, you can at starwea@hotmail.com. So that's for readings, natural essential oil blends, or just blends that you might need help with. And check out Robin at universallightworkers.com. She's got her June event. And she also has that wonderful upcoming event with Marcus Mason. So go check out Robin's website and book, and we will see you next Monday on WGGM Radio. Everybody have a great day. Blessings. We'll see you next time.